Welcome, NPFs, to Normal Paranormal, Season 2, Episode 4. Be forewarned, this show does contain adult language, adult themes, and other things that may not be appropriate for those under the age of 18. Listen at your own risk.
Normal Paranormal features investigations into strange happenings, hauntings, the supernatural, unexplained occurrences, creatures that go bump in the night. And now, here they are, the Normal Brothers. Listen, if you dare.
Hello there, NPFs. This is Abnormal back in the saddle with...
Norman Normal. I was here last time and I told you I was going to bring him back, and here he is.
And I am back, and I am 100% recovered from the hellstorm of arachnid demons that attacked me without provocation.
He has not shut up about it. Just to clarify, I told you he wouldn't.
First of all, how many people do you know, personally, besides me, who have been bitten in the double digits by spiders in one single event?
Well, I don't know. A, I don't know a lot of people. B, none of them, you know, if they have had that happen, they don't talk about it. You just don't shut up about stuff.
First of all, I have mentioned it on occasion twice in the last 2 weeks.
You've mentioned it on occasion, but those mentions are like 2-hour conversations about it. Let's talk about the car ride home from the hospital, okay? That's all we talked about was different spiders. And
exactly.
What each spider bite looked like. All
and
right.
I would like to point out, okay, I did not know what I now know about spiders and the different species. And
well, see, the more you know, the more you know, you know?
Exactly. I was trying to share it with you in case, some investigation.
Most of the time,
you were just
whining.
And our field agent decided to go, hey, this is a good idea. Let's throw spiders at the one guy who is definitely terrified of it. You didn't stop him.
What was I supposed to do? Get spiders on myself?
You
would never look at me the same.
You could have batted them away.
If I batted them away, they would have bit Timothy.
I don't think so. I have this suspicion. This is my suspicion, folks. My suspicion is that Timothy Fitzherbert is like Dana Scully in X-Files. Okay? This is my theory about that.
Please explain. I'm curious.
Norman and I are huge fans of the X-Files. Okay?
I love that show.
Dana Scully is immortal.
Huh.
She cannot die. And if you watch the series, okay... The movies, I don't know if we want to bring those
one
in.
One of the movies is good.
Yeah.
The one between
but if you watch the series, there is never a moment when she gets hurt, dies, she has some bad stuff happen to her, but...
She gets kidnapped, but like...
She does, but I think she's immortal. I think she has...
Malta gets a lot of shit happen to him.
He does.
He almost dies.
So, I think Timothy is our Agent Scully.
All right, so then you and I combined make Mulder or something like that?
I think so, but I mean...
Or one of us is Skinner.
Nah.
You don't think so? Skinner's great. I love that.
I'm sure he is, but he sits at his desk. I mean, he only comes out a couple of episodes. He doesn't get to do a lot of...
A couple of episodes? He comes out like every episode.
I don't know. I feel like you and I...
Kurgan's the smoking man.
That motherfucker, that's true. That is true.
But that would also mean that he's our father. Sorry, folks, if I spoiled X-Files.
If you haven't watched the season, it's what?
It's from the 90s.
Yeah. Too bad. It's not like we revealed that.
You should watch it. All right,
Bruce
everybody.
Willis, and he sees dead people in Signs. Not Signs. What is that show?
Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense, thank you. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
You just spoiled it.
Sixth Sense is M. Night Shyamalan.
Holy shit, that explains the twist. All
right. I know, right? I didn't spoil the twist. I said he sees dead people. You got to watch it. I wouldn't do that.
That is the literate. Okay, whatever.
That's not the twist.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind.
There you go.
It's been forever since I've seen
light
the movie.
Light bulb just lit up over Norman's head.
It did. A couple of light bulbs, actually.
All right, well, speaking of light bulbs, this literally has nothing to do with light bulbs, but...
I don't know why you said that.
I needed a segue. I took it.
All right, fair.
I'm like the person who's getting off the interstate, and they go, oh, this is my exit. No, I was kidding, and then they come back in.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen.
That was kind of what that was like.
Drivers in this age is stupid.
Yep. Okay, so I will do my best not to talk about the incident.
Thank you.
Capital I.
Oh, okay, so right? it's a cataclysmic event in our lives.
It is?
Now?
Are you fucking kidding me? We went into one of the scariest places I have ever been.
Abner, it was only scary to you because we got two feet
and you got
spiders.
Okay, folks, let me back it up here a little bit, okay? Prior to the spider incident, capital I can promise you, Norman was terrified.
Of course I was.
So, just because you're not afraid of spiders doesn't reduce the fact that where we went was scary.
Okay, all right. Fine. You win.
And it supports my theory about Timothy. Because, okay, here's what you don't know, okay? After the spiders descended upon my nutsack, a bunch of...
Your descriptions are funny.
I don't even have an analogy for that. Because it was ridiculous. Norman and Timothy, they were great. They got me out of there. But, Norman, this is what you don't know. Norman... knelt in glass, first of all. He didn't know it. He was trying to help me. He knelt in glass.
He did.
And then on the way out, the door that we came in, there was some, like a nail. Thank God it wasn't rusty.
Right?
I tetanus. Ripped open his arm. Timothy? What happened to Timothy?
A lot happened to Timothy.
Not a fucking thing.
So much happened to Timothy. It's terrible.
Okay, wait a second. Are you talking about the episode we're going to get to?
I'm being sarcastic. Not a damn thing happened to Timothy in that house.
Nothing.
He was perfectly fine.
He was perfectly fine. Speaking of Timothy, may I please address the awkward incident involving his mother?
You mean the phone call that she sent? The voicemail she left me? Us?
Okay. Had I not listened to the episode, I would not have known that she was even there.
I tried to not. I didn't want you to listen to it.
It's our show. I'm gonna listen to it. I support you. I was worried about you. I mean, and Timothy. We've been through some pretty. This has been a really shitty year.
It's been tough. That's for sure.
I mean, just trying to make our way. I mean, I just want to say, I don't know what happened, and I listened to the episode. Once, I couldn't listen to it a second time.
How do you think I felt editing that?
I feel bad for you. I'm glad that Timothy, who is apparently oblivious.
He is completely oblivious to everything. I admire his...
Where is Timothy now?
He's visiting his mom. They're playing Bunko.
Oh, right.
Probably eating Warner Dunes, too. Those people don't shut up about it. I think it's a Fitzherbert thing.
It has to be.
I think maybe they invented Lorna Doones and we just don't know.
I don't know, man. I think it's like a comfort food.
Maybe.
Like, I think some people, they have addictions. Like, we all have an addiction, right, to something. And their family is addicted to Lorna Doones like some people are addicted to meth. I mean,
that's a very strange analogy.
We have, how many boxes of Lorna Doones are in the kitchen right now?
I would say a good 15 to 20.
Yep. That is a fair
At least
estimate.
Timothy's back, so he eats them.
He eats them. I'm okay with
Miss Fitzherbert, we love you, but no offense if you're listening to this. We're just not a huge fan of Lorna Doones.
Yeah. I guess if there was... What would you want her to send you? If it had to be, like, not Lorna Doones?
Like, I don't know, some sort of chocolate biscuits? You know, like those little...
Oh, yeah.
Those tin boxes you can get, the European chocolate biscuits, and they have a collection of them. Some of those things. Oh, those are best.
Those
I
are
love,
good.
I love those things.
Yeah, Belgian.
Actually, vanilla wafers, too. Vanilla wafers.
Oh, yeah, you can make banana pudding with that.
Oh, my God. Mom. Putting peanut butter between two vanilla wafers?
Yes.
That is the shit right there.
Okay, our mom used to make the best banana pudding. What? I mean, she had to make two...
massive bowls.
Because Norman and I would just destroy that.
Now, we should make banana pudding.
I want some banana pudding. All right, well, Anyway, okay, so here's where we're at, folks. A lot of time has passed. I've had to recover. There's some medical bills out the wazoo. You would be surprised what they charge you to take care of spider bites.
It's insane.
On your sack. We've had to slow down a little bit on our trying to put out the investigations and such like that.
We've been, we have been looking into some places that we're thinking about. Going and visiting to get some audio of and try to find some stuff.
Yeah.
But we have that kind of on the back burner.
There's a place in New Orleans.
Yes, New Orleans. I've always wanted to go there.
We're thinking about going to. There's a place in Virginia. We've actually talked about going to Roanoke.
That is true. We have. It's very high on our list.
Yeah. What we really want to know, you guys, you should tell us where you want us to go next. Okay. So we've got a couple of options. We've got this place in New Orleans. Roanoke is one. We have actually, this isn't paranormal, but somebody, one of our friends, suggested we go to Area 51. That's not really paranormal. That's
and aliens. Also, we could get shot.
I don't want to die. I almost did die from the
maybe sometime we'll drive past Area 51 and we'll get some pictures and post them on Instagram. How about that?
We could do that.
Be easy.
So,
you can find Area 51 on Google Maps.
I feel like, this is the other thing I got to talk about. We're talking about paranormal and stuff like that and places to go.
Uh-huh.
I have, and I don't know how to share this because this is audio only, and some of it is personal information, but I have a screenshot, okay? Norman doesn't know this.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
This is while I was in the hospital. I checked, we use anchor.fm. They're our host for our podcast. And so I log in all the time. I'm constantly checking, how many listeners? Are we making any money off of this thing? And the other day, let me pull this up here. I'm just going to show it to Norman live. We'll get the live reaction to it.
It'll be in screenshots if it was a screenshot.
I know what it is. I'm getting there.
All right, I was just saying.
Jeez. Okay, so check this out. I'm showing Norman the screenshot on my phone. God. It shows our episodes, okay, the previous episodes, and then the total plays.
That is absolutely unreal.
So, Norman, what does it say for total plays?
Our total plays are 666.
Yep.
You should send me that. I can post that on Instagram.
Oh, that's a good idea. There you go, folks. You can see it for yourself.
Visit our Instagram page, and we'll...
tell them what it is. What is
Instagram? Instagram is @NormalParanormal13. It's our Instagram handle, as the new kids call it these days. I'll be posting that probably tonight. Yeah.
There you go. I send it to you.
I share our episodes. You can follow us. On Instagram, you can send us messages.
Yeah, you can.
Send us your pic. Like, if you have any paranormal pictures, send them to us, and we'll share them. We'll give you credit. We'll tag you. Also, we follow back, so follow our Instagram page.
All right. Let's take a real quick break and check in with our sponsor, and we will be right back. Okay, we are back. Thank you for sticking around after our sponsor break. The last season we did, what happens. Stuff went downhill. And then we tried out to get started out again, and then we had a setback, so our sister came in. She's going to be on next episode. She's going to do some readings.
So excited.
I know. It's going to be great. And then we want you guys to tell us, where do you think we should go? What place should we go hang out at and check out for ghosts and other spectral entities, possessions, creatures that you
all
might have?
All of the above. All supernaturals.
Timothy is going to be back from his vacation.
He went to visit his mom today.
I just thought about this. We haven't heard from, what's his face?
Dickhead?
Yeah.
Kurgan?
That's not his name. Kurgan. Dr. Kurgan.
I thought for sure
after what happened with the spiders he would call. Maybe.
Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's busy. Maybe he had some sense and didn't want to be mean about it.
I doubt. I seriously doubt that. Something else has happened.
Fist bump right there,
right,
man.
There. I know, right? That's what happens when you're connected, like you and I are.
It was cool.
I think this is my theory. I think Kurgan realized that we are legitimate.
Oh, yeah.
And the intimidation factor just shut him down.
Yep. Probably.
That's probably not true.
It's bullshit. But know. You know what? It doesn't hurt to believe.
I like to think that. But honestly,
I want to believe.
I tried, while I was in the hospital, I had a little bit of free time on my hands, and I was doing some research on Fluda University. Do you know what Fluda University is?
I do not, actually.
Massachusetts.
Of course it's in Massachusetts.
It's a tiny little school. It's a private school.
Is it really a university? Or does he just say it's Fluda University?
It's a place of education. I don't know. For all I know, it's his house. They don't have a website.
Well, not surprising. Have you seen how he calls? He probably uses a rotary phone.
He does. He does use a rotary phone. Okay. Here's the thing. We can wrap this episode up, and we're going to go make some banana pudding.
Hell yeah, we are.
Folks, we want you to tell us where we should go. Top two options right now are New Orleans or Roanoke, or someplace you want us to go.
If you have a place that you really want us to go, then tell us.
And then you should jump over to our Patreon page and check that out. It's patreon.com/normalparanormal. And Norman's going to be posting the legit, I'm not kidding, you'll see it. It's a little FM screenshot of 666 plays. That happened during the spider incident.
Well, that's ominous.
It had to. It is ominous. Spectral forces are at work.
Exciting.
Here for this. Well, that is all we have for today's episode, folks.
Good to have Abner back. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yep. I am glad to be
back.
We
all missed you, man.
I hate being in the hospital.
Hospitals.
It doesn't matter what it's for. I hate it. And I don't ever want to go back.
So. Well, hopefully you won't. It's a good thing that this cut on my arm wasn't too deep, as I didn't want to have to go to the hospital for that.
And your knees. I mean, you didn't cut
well, the
too
knees
deep.
Are fine. But
you still knelt in glass.
You just sliced.
But nothing, again.
Nothing compared to your nut sack.
No, well, yes. Very few things compare to what happened. But Timothy, I think maybe in a future episode, we should test the fact that he is immortal. Or
I feel like Timothy's like a child. If you don't acknowledge that they got hurt, then they won't acknowledge.
So he can't get hurt if we don't say.
Yeah, if we don't say, oh my God, you got to cut him.
He doesn't ever get hurt anyway. I mean, he was face to face with the Beast of Bray Road.
Oh yeah. He didn't care. It ate his wallet and his passport.
And not him. He floats down the river and joins a sea captain on the Mississippi. I don't even know where he was.
I don't remember.
And then this weird, I don't even know all that.
Flo, that whole thing was odd, to say the least.
Sometimes Timothy brings that stuff up.
And it's like, you didn't tell us this when you got back, and I didn't even know it now.
He selectively chooses, A, the worst moment, B, the most graphic things you can think of to share with us.
It's weird.
And I really wish he would start wearing t-shirts, because every time he bends over or squats, that thing comes out.
Let's not even bring it up.
It's almost like Medusa.
Oh, fuck.
Like as soon as it, boop, right out of the belt line there. Oh, fuck.
If you guys want to know what we're talking about, we don't feel like explaining it, go listen to like an episode ago. Two episodes.
It's making me a little sick right now.
It's all right. We'll close the show. We're done?
Yeah.
We're done for the day?
It was a good show.
It was a good show. Basically just kind of an update show. The update episode.
Yeah. So next show, back at it. Supernatural.
Heck, all that stuff. Go follow us on Instagram at normalparanormal13. Email us at normalparanormal13@gmail.com. And go visit our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/normalparanormal.
Yeah, and then support us, and maybe that'll help us get out there and do a little bit more.
Heck yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Wait, we got Carpe Nocturnum, folks.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about banana pudding.
We got to get some banana pudding. Carpe Nocturnum.
Seize the night, folks.
See you later, MPFs. Now we can go. Let's get out of here.
Do we have... We gotta get some wafers and...
We gotta go eat everything. We don't have anything.
All right. Well, we can make Lorna Doone pudding.
That's disgusting.
Try it. Just
get out. Get out this way.
You've been listening to Normal Paranormal, Season 2. Please visit our sponsors, Happy Hearts Designs, Dramedy Acting, and Tessera Productions. Any references to historical events, real people, or real locales are used fictitiously. Other names, characters, places, and incidents are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. Ta-ta for now. Make sure you check underneath your bed in case something spooky is there.